Casey.
Well, Cody, a shutout victory over a division rival. Lots of familiarity between these two teams. I know how meaningful this game was for you, but how meaningful is the win?
Yeah, I mean, these are all big games going down the stretch. We want home ice to start playoffs, and we could be facing that team. So we knew they were going to be playing a tight game tonight, and they played a tight game right to the end. And that's just the style they play, but I thought we handled it pretty well.
You got to give me a thought on Stuart Skinner and what he was able to do in that shutout performance tonight.
Yeah, he was unreal tonight. I mean, we still gave up some chances, and he was there to stop every single one of them. He played unbelievable. Might be the best game I've seen him play. That was great to watch.
Just as you come down the stretch here, Cody, six games left in the regular season after tonight. Give me the 30,000-foot view as to where you see this team and the game sort of settling in. Trying to peak at the right time here.
Yeah, I think we found a good way to play right now, and we're doing that night in, night out. I think we're hitting stride at the right time, and now it's just important to keep it going.
Congrats on the victory tonight.
All right, thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.